That was the song of the summer way back in 1963.
And this was the song of the summer in 1979.
Love me some Donna Summer. Okay, fast forward now, 2002.
Do we have to? Oh, it's getting hot in here. So hot. All right, every summer has at least one song that burrows into your mind and never really lets go.
Which brings us to this, what's going to be the song of the summer 2017. We asked a few of our favorite music obsessives to weigh in.
Hi, I'm Felix Contreras. I'm the host of Alt Latino, and I want to talk about one of the songs of summer, Despacito. Ay. Fonzie. Diwa. Oh. This song is special for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is that it will bring attention, I think, to Luis Fonsi, to an audience that has not exactly been aware of him in the past. Luis Fonsi is from Puerto Rico and is a very, very popular singer. And Daddy Yankee, who is a rapper and reggaeton artist. And they're coming together on this sort of crossover hit that draws elements from reggaeton, but also features Luis Fonsi's very, very seductive voice, I guess you could say. Now, the original version of the song was already popular on Spanish language radio, and this one is notable because it's a remix with Justin Bieber, and he has recorded a part in the song where he learned a lyric phonetically to mix in with the parts that are already there with Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. This is one of those once in a decade things. Los Lobos had La Bamba, a number one hit in the 80s. There was the infamous Macarena in the 1990s. And this is another example of a Spanish language song becoming number one on the pop charts. I can guarantee you, after hearing it this morning, you're going to be humming it to yourself all day long. And even if you've never heard it before, it's a blessing and a curse in a way.
This song sort of commands the enjoyment of summer, almost in an instructional sort of way. Like 10 seconds in, there's this sound that's like buried under the guitar that sounds like you've just taken a sip of the greatest margarita in the entire world. Hey, I'm Talia Schlanger. I host The World Cafe, and my song of summer choice is J-Boy by the band Phoenix. Something in the middle of the side of the store got your attention and asked for more. I was excited to be part of your world, to belong, to be loved, to be mostly the two of us. Phoenix is a band that's based in Paris, but they've sung in English since the very beginning of their careers. And they've talked before about how that gives them access to this sort of second language charm. The appeal, I guess, of not singing in your native tongue and having things be a little bit more poetic. J-Boy is the title of the song, and it stands for Just Because of You. And the album and this song are full of that like feeling of fresh, young love that is also so evocative of warm weather and summer. And the guys came into World Cafe and we talked about that young love feel on this album. And I asked them how they managed to summon it, because these are all guys who are in long-term relationships, who have got kids. And the lead singer, Tomat, looked at me straight in the eye and said, "I believe that love is always fresh." And maybe it's because he's French, but I really believe him when he says it. And that is summer.
My name is Rodney Carmichael. I am a hip-hop reporter here at NPR. And my choice for Song of the Summer is by Gucci Mane, featuring Chris Brown. And the name of the song is Tone It Down.
Tell me who can ball like this.
Huh? Pull up, froze up with the dough up. Chop it in the club, I don't care who show up. Watch looking like a glow up. Wanna throw up, east side, pull the Chris Brown, where I grow up.
Gucci Mane is Atlanta's trap god, so to speak. Trap is a subgenre of hip-hop that he has pretty much owned for the better part of a decade. He got out of prison. He talked about how prison really helped him because it gave him a chance to clean up. And he's been on a pretty successful tear. Gucci Mane and Chris Brown together, I mean, both of their careers, to some extent, have suffered from self-sabotage. But both have battled back to get back some of that squandered promise that they showed early on as artists. for that reason, I think it's pretty unique pairing to have both of them side by side.
Tell me who can ball like this. Go!
Put your man in CB, you're living 3D, trying to be like me, ain't easy.
Earlier this year, we had a lot of hip-hop songs that had this pop-friendly flute sound. Gucci really attempts to capitalize on this flute craze. It sounds like top-down summer trap music.
I'm Gwen Tompkins, host of the public radio program Music Inside Out in New Orleans. And the song Here Come the Girls is having a very good summer in our city. The version that we're listening to is by Trombone Shorty, who is a local hero here, and he heads a band called Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. And they decided to record this song, which is an old song, actually, by Alan Toussaint, who was the great sort of impresario down here in New Orleans. Trombone Shorty, you know, people around the country might know him by a television show that he appeared in, which was HBO's Tremé.
You're looking so good as a dog on shame.
Let's face it, I mean, it's a song about a leering guy who loves to look at women and he wants all of them, every last one of them. But what's interesting about the song is that it's been appropriated to some degree by women who love the chorus. It just is a booty-shaking anthem to be in New Orleans.
All right, there you have it. Four contenders for 2017 Song of the Summer.
Just four. So if you're busy screaming at the radio right now, what about DJ Khaled? How could you not play Bruno Mars or Ed Sheeran?
I'm going to throw in Lorde there, or Selena Gomez. Maybe
put
a few women on the table.
Let us have it. We're at Morning Edition on Twitter.